I've been around where things were looking good and then where things weren't looking so good. But we have to keep coming back to the principles of faith because they work every time.
No matter what kind of debt or need you have in your life, God has a plan to provide for it and set you free. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons as they share how to receive your heavenly grant.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and we've got a special guest with us today who's full of prosperity, Pastor George Pearsons.
Full and overflowing.
Overflowing.
My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Well, it's good to be on the broadcast with you. We are now on day two of 10 more extraordinary days of prosperity. We've actually, when this 2 weeks is over.
Extraordinary days.
We will have 40 days of prosperity completed in outline form. And so these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. You can get the 10 that we're working on these 2 weeks, or you can get all 40. We're making all 40 available to you for those of you that may not have watched this before.
Yeah. And so, even those that have.
Yeah, you can get them, share them. It's an awesome opportunity.
Teach them.
Today, Gloria, we're going to
apply. How long did it rain in the ark?
How long? Say what?
How long did it rain when Noah was in the ark?
40 days. And 40 Ooh, nights.
Rain.
Wow, there's an outpouring going on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
We are going to apply for a heavenly grant.
Okay. We can do that.
You know, people can apply for grants from the government.
Yeah.
And grants for education. But there is available in the Word of God a heavenly grant.
That's right.
And let me...
That's unlimited.
It's unlimited.
The others are limited.
Oh, my, it
With
is unlimited.
With strings attached.
Praise God. Gloria, I've been listening to Kenneth's series on the laws of prosperity. And he taught that, 1972 or so. And I've been listening to those over and
they
over and over again. And on one of the... Actually, it's the sixth message that he preaches this on. And he talks about, of course, when A.W. Copeland, granddad, Kenneth's dad, at one time, as I understand it, he was the only employee of Kenneth Copeland Ministries,
That's
or
right.
one of the first employees, and mm-hmm. he helped Kenneth run the administration, the financial part of it.
That's because we took over his office.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, and he didn't mind.
No,
he didn't mind at all. Well, as the story goes, and I have it written down on the notes, but as the story goes, he walked into Kenneth's office, his very small office one day, and he said to Kenneth, he said, Kenneth, do you know how much it takes to run this ministry? And according to Brother Copeland, Kenneth said, no, and I don't want to know. Does that sound like
yeah,
Brother Copeland
it
to
does.
You? and it's on the message, he said, A.W. Copeland said, I think you ought to pray about it. He says, we've grown so much in the last 90 days that I don't think you have any idea what it costs to run this. And so he took a piece of paper and he said he laid it on Kenneth's desk in front of him. And granddad walked out of the room. And so Kenneth, he said, he picked up the paper, looked at it, and almost choked.
Yeah.
When he saw the figure of how much it took to run the ministry. And then
and
Kenneth...
And that was, well, I don't know, we might have had one employee or...
Yeah. Well, him.
Yeah.
And you.
And I wasn't doing
I don't know if you were being paid.
I didn't get paid no
at that time. But... Kenneth said to himself, he said this on the message, he said to himself, well, it looks like I should do something about this. Looks like I ought to do something about this. And the Lord began to speak to Kenneth. And he said, boy, don't you start that. He said, you
That's
know
right.
better than that.
That's right.
And he said, you know who your source of supply is. You know. who the source of the supply is. He said, you get over there on your knees and you get it that way. And so as Kenneth was telling it on this message, he went over and he began to pray. And the Lord took him over to John 16:23 and into Mark 11:23 from the Amplified Bible. So, Gloria, I would like you to read from John 16:23 and tell us what the Amplified Bible says. This is what the Lord gave Kenneth that day when A.W. Copeland showed him that note, and he almost choked at how much it cost to run the ministry.
All right.
And the Lord said, go over there, get it in prayer, and this is what the Lord gave
him. Let me go to 22.
Okay.
So for the present, this is Jesus talking, you are also in sorrow and distress and depression, but I will see you again. He was telling him he was about to depart. And then your hearts will rejoice, and no one can take from you your joy, gladness, and light.
That's
good. When he leaves.
Yeah.
And when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions, the Amplified says. Mm-hmm. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name. And just presenting all that I am.
And that's what really caught Kenneth's attention when he saw that, and it said, mm-hmm. Whatever you ask in my name, my Father will grant it to
That's
you.
That's right. And he still uses that principle.
A heavenly grant.
Yeah.
That was a heavenly grant. And so, let's look at the second scripture now that the Lord gave to Kenneth, and that's over in Mark 11:23-24, and Gloria, I'm going to ask you if you would read it from your Amplified translation, because that's the way the Lord gave it to him.
Verse 22, Jesus said, have faith in God. And the Amplified says, constantly. Truly, I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes what he says will take place, it will be done for him. Do you want me to do 24?
Yeah, go to 24.
For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, this is Jesus talking
mm-hmm.
now, believe, mm-hmm. trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it.
So he found that word grant for the second time when the Lord had him praying over his finances. And that he showed him that he can, in the same way that people apply for a grant mm-hmm. for finances, there is a heavenly grant
yes.
that we can apply for. Again, in John 16:23, when the time comes, you'll ask nothing of me. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name. And then Mark 11:24, which you just read, for this reason I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it.
Amen. And that's now, the way we've done everything.
You have.
That's the way we built buildings, bought land, built buildings, gone on television weekly, and then daily television.
Oh,
you gotta be kidding. Wow. That's the way we just did what the Bible says there.
And you and Kenneth taught Terry and I how to do this. we would watch the two of you when you would write out your heavenly grant to the Father. And in just a few moments, we have available a sample of the heavenly grant that Kenneth and Gloria made. When Kenneth prayed about the finances of the ministry, mm-hmm. the Lord gave him the heavenly grant, and I have what he gave.
Praise God. And you're going to tell it,
I'm going to tell it.
Ooh, all right.
But Terry and I have done that. We have, yeah. I was talking with the crew before we began taping today, and we were talking about some of my obsessiveness in organization.
Oh my, George is so organized. He makes everybody feel so terrible.
I don't mean to do that.
I know it, but it's a fact.
Well, but that came from Gloria. That came from Terry coming to me years ago and saying, George, could you find the so-and-so that we need? Like, can you find our birth certificate? And I'd have to go into stacks of paper to find it. And I just decided one day, I'm just going to organize the whole
thing. You mean it wasn't natural?
No. It wasn't.
Well, that helps us all. We're encouraged.
I had to learn. And I did it out of a desperation because I couldn't find anything. And so I dug into the stacks. I made a valiant effort.
That's a key word.
And now everything is organized. Like the other day, Jeremy called me and said, Dad, I need my birth certificate. I'm going to be flying to India to preach. And I found it in 10 seconds.
Let me just give you a little insight into stacks.
Yeah?
You know, I've got a big desk at home.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
Big desk.
I've seen your desk.
And it was piled with, you know, stacks of paper. So I got a table in there, got a folding table, and I took everything off my desk. And then I did throw away a lot of stuff, but when I got through, I still had, I had stacks that were smaller. They were this size, you know, about 4 stacks. So I didn't want those in the on the desk, so I put them in the floor. Now I've got stacks this tall, which is better than one stack this tall, because stacks this tall, and they're in the floor.
Well,
I took everything off, and then when I got through, there was stuff on my desk and the stuff in the floor.
Well, here's a secret for you.
All right, give it to me.
If you put them in a box
you could,
and put them in the garage, eventually those stacks will be outdated.
I think I have some of those out in these buildings here around.
So I keep files, all that to say.
But you know, I love the Word of God.
I know.
That are good,
I do the same thing.
And then some of it's just stupid.
I do the same thing. Gloria, going through some of my notes the other day, I found a conversation that I had written down between Kenneth and Charles Capps in 1977.
Wow. Could I have a copy of
that?
Yeah,
you can. I can put my hands on it pretty quick.
Isn't
but those
funny?
Things are precious to me.
Yeah.
But all that to thing. Say, I have a file with the heavenly grants that Terry and I have presented to the Lord over the years. And I was looking through that the other day. And I was looking at heavenly grants that she and I wrote before we got married. We were believing God for our home, for our car, for what we'll need when we get married. And all of those things are written down. We presented a grant to Him. And over the years, I'm looking at, I found one the other day. We were believing God for a car for Jeremy. And I've discovered that we do this, we put together the heavenly grant, and everything that we've asked the Lord for has been granted to us.
Didn't Jesus say to the disciples? I think He did. I'd have to check it out, but I'm pretty sure He said that. Have you lacked anything?
Oh, that's good.
Didn't He say that?
That's good. Oh, I'm writing that down.
Look that up, somebody. Give us a scripture. Have you lacked anything?
Yeah, exactly. Have you
Woo,
lacked?
Woo, Lord. No, the answer is no.
The answer
we haven't
is no.
lacked anything. We've had plenty of paper, too.
But sometimes life gets overwhelming to people where they have so much that
true.
We need this, we need that, we need the other. And there's really something about writing it down. Write the vision, make it plain, so you can run with it. And you know what you and Kenneth have taught us is that we don't do this as much anymore because we have a different kind of refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the refrigerators of the past, we used to put magnets on them and put things on the refrigerator.
We did too.
But you taught us how to take our heavenly grant, put it up there. I was over at Kelly's house the other day, and I like to look at people's refrigerator doors.
See what they're doing.
Because it really is insight into their lives. And I looked at Kelly's door, and it was really neat because she's got pictures up there, stuff that they're believing for. They've got things that they've written out, scriptures that they've written out.
She learned that at home.
She certainly did. And she would see you and Kenneth with your heavenly grant putting that up there. And as Kenneth would say, walk by that refrigerator and slap your hand on it and just believe God for that.
Loose your faith again.
We have to believe that whatever we ask of the Father, it will be granted to us.
Based on the Word.
Now, I did some research into this, and I looked up on page 1 of your notes at the bottom. I looked up the definition of the word grant. I'm really big on defining words. I like to know what they mean. So I looked up the word grant in the Webster's Dictionary, and this is all available to you for the notes that you can get. But a grant is a sum of money provided by a government, a local authority, or public fund to finance educational study, overseas aids, building repairs, etc. So that's what a natural grant is. Mm-hmm. There are students that are able to go to college because they've applied for a grant. And the word grant actually means to give or confer or bestow. That's what a grant is.
And when those students, they had to go through channels.
Through the right channels.
They couldn't just write a letter to whom it may concern. had to go through channels. Just like we have to go through the Word of God.
We have to go through the Word of God. And when the Lord grants us something, it is bestowed or conferred upon us. Well, a heavenly grant comes from another source.
That's right. That's exactly right.
A heavenly grant comes from another source. And so, Brother Copeland, when he took that piece of paper, prayed over it, and the Lord gave him those scriptures, then he took the paper and wrote on it, according to John 16:23 in the Amplified, I submit this request in the name of Jesus. I lay claim of my heavenly grant of, and he put a dollar sign and wrote in the amount, of this much money every 30 days.
Be interesting to ask him if he remembers how much his first grant was. I don't remember.
That would be interesting to see.
But it wasn't much.
The grants these days are much bigger.
Yes, that's right.
But the reason that I'm saying this, and it seems almost elementary, but people miss it on the most simple processes that God has for us to walk by faith.
That was just three people, and I don't even know if we paid Granddad or not, but that was Ken and me and our little dab and our little house and our... You know what we had to have in our car, which I think was maybe leased, little dab. But so as we grew up, and now what do we have? 400, 500 people on staff?
Oh, there's 500 people on staff here.
And
we have offices in countries all over the world.
The heavenly grants increased. Our faith has increased. Yep. We still meet our grant, Glory. Have you been here where you didn't get a check? I mean, not for very long. Maybe you might miss one week.
There has been a check, and I'm so thankful for that every single
time.
The Lord has
Hallelujah.
Been faithful.
Yes.
There
it's
have
amazing.
Been times.
It is a miracle.
There have been times when it looked a bit slim.
The heavenly grant is a miraculous
thing. But you know something? Over the years, I've been privileged because being a part of this family, there have been times when we've come together as a family. And I remember one in particular, and I still have it. The heavenly grant that Kenneth wrote out for the monthly income of this ministry. And that was just a few years ago. I still have that heavenly grant. And we stand on that. So you can do the very same thing. You can go before the Lord with John 16:23,
based on the word
Mark 11:24. And like Brother Copeland did in those early days, I submit this request in the name of Jesus. I lay claim of my heavenly grant of this amount every 30 days.
Hallelujah. That's the way we do it.
And from that moment on, the finances came in.
We couldn't quit believing, though. We still had
to
hang in there with our
You
faith.
Had to stand and believe on that.
And we still have to do that.
And that was
that's just
over 40 years ago.
That was
probably 44 years ago.
We've had some experience in this.
And the bills, the bills are still being paid
Amen.
In full.
And we're still having to believe.
We are. And I've been around long enough where I've seen, because of being executive director for a while.
I should say, we still get to believe.
We have the privilege of using
That's
our faith.
Right.
And I've been around where things were looking good and then where things weren't looking so good. But we have to keep coming back to the principles
That's
of
right.
faith because they work every time.
Now, when they weren't looking so good, as you recall, what did we get behind? How much were we having to have to catch up?
Well, when I was executive director, and this was in 1989, in
the olden days,
in November and December of that year, we were $6 million behind.
So we're not talking about chicken food here.
Chicken feed.
No.
No, we're not.
And it came up, it came too. So it's not always, I mean, you are not going to live in this world and just, as Brother Hagin used to say, float on heavenly clouds or whatever he used to say, heavenly clouds of ease.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have to use your faith.
Absolutely.
But your faith will work.
It will work.
When it's used, it'll work.
And one of the things that God gives us as a help is this heavenly grant. Now, I wrote down, because I wrote it straight from that CD number 6 that Kenneth was teaching.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down word for word. And you can have it too.
Glory to God.
But this is the heavenly, this is the heavenly grant that he wrote out. Be it known this day, and then he wrote the date in, which he didn't say the date on the tape. We receive a heavenly grant in the amount of, and then the dollar amount. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to the throne of grace and present your word. Hallelujah. According to John 16:23 Amplified, Jesus said, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name. Jesus, you said in Mark 11:23-24 Amplified, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. Your word says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. In accordance to your word, we give, we sow seed in order to set this spiritual law to work on our behalf. And then he quoted Matthew 18:18, we bind Satan and all of his forces. He quoted Hebrews 1:13-14, we loose the ministering spirits and charge them to go forth to cause our grant to come to us.
Yes. Angels
and
work.
Then he said in Matthew 18:18-19, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them in my Father which is in heaven. Therefore, we set ourselves in agreement and we believe we receive now and we praise you.
Hallelujah.
For it. And that's what he did, and that's what we are still doing.
Amen. George, and I'll be right back.
No matter what the circumstances look like, God has a better way. Step out of the world's financial system of lack and uncertainty into the rock-solid strength and abundance of God's economy. You really can have peace and financial freedom. The 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the Grace of Giving audio series by Gloria Copeland are two key resources to help you transition to success in your life. The Lifeline Kit includes word-based devotions for morning and evening, prosperity scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland, a music CD, a DVD teaching, and daily scripture cards. Designed to keep you focused on God's Word, they will change your financial situation as you apply each principle. The Grace of Giving series tells the truth about giving and why it connects you to God's unlimited supply. Immerse yourself in God's answers for your finances and commit today to receiving your financial breakthrough. Kenneth Copeland Ministries desires that you walk in the blessing and has put together the God's Economy Package to help you. Now available for just $25, a 44% savings, this package includes your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough and the Grace of Giving. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. You can live debt-free. God's Word has everything you need to prosper you in every area of your life.
You're going to like this package, God's Economy Package. Glory to God. We all have areas that need improvement in our finances. And if we want supernatural improvement, we've got to walk by faith in it. So these things will help you. These are things from the Word of God. The Grace of Giving by Gloria Copeland. Hallelujah. That's how to increase. And then we have the 10-Day Action Plan, Complete Financial to Complete Financial Breakthrough. So we want to make this a package. We want you to have it. You need to learn how, and you can, if you'll obey the Word of God that's even in these materials, live debt-free. It's a wonderful thing to live debt-free. I married Kenneth Copeland in his notes, and we had those notes for a good long while until the Word of God came along. And then we believed to get out of debt, and guess what? And I mean, we didn't have any big ministry either. It was Ken and me at a little blue table. And God got us out of debt, and we've stayed out of debt. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We pay cash. We're not doing without either. And Kenneth Copeland Scholars, if you want more, if you want information about that, let us know. It's an educational thing. If you have a master's degree and you decide to go further in your studies, I will not be teaching this, but somebody that knows will be. So just let us know. George and I'll be back tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on The Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Kenneth Copeland Ministries announces the Kenneth Copeland Scholars Program with United Theological Seminary.
When I saw that Kenneth Copeland Ministries had partnered with UTS, I knew that was the program for me. My prayer life has increased. I have a more intimate relationship with the Father. I have a more desire to do His will. My foundational scriptures, I know the plans I have for you. And as Paul said, I don't claim to have made it already. I'm pressing toward the mark, but I also know that all things work together for good. So my foundational needs are just more solid, solid foundation. Kenneth Copeland is a man of integrity, and UTS, it's an awesome program. It's accredited, and they've got graduates nationwide, even internationally, and I'll be a part of that program.
It's important that leaders like you are well-trained and well-equipped for reaching the world from the top to the bottom and all the way around. Go to kcm.org for more information about how you can receive the education and training you need. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Live at East Coast Faith Conference with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Pastor Terry Pearsons is speaking at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference at Canada Christian College, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, September 28th through 30th. Come to the 2011 Word Explosion with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing, October 13th through 15th in Columbia, South Carolina. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
One of the things that is available to us in the kingdom of God is that we can live debt-free.